I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That's right, it is Ike, Spike, and Fritz on this beautiful, non-rainy yet Friday here at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philadelphia. No Spike today, but have no fear. Don't change that radio dial. Ike Reese is still along with us. What's happening, Ike?
Brother Spike?
Nope. No. Is that a bit?
Yes, that's
okay.
A bit.
Okay. Do it one more time.
Yes, Brother Spike. Come on, man. Yes. Jackie Baseball, doing great, brother. Listen, so-so day yesterday. When we came on yesterday, was feeling pretty good after a nice 5-4 win.
Sure.
Game one. I don't know what the hell happened last night. Nevertheless, it happened. It's okay. We just had some breaking news, man.
We did.
Concerning the number one team in the city. I can't wait to get into that. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, so big news hit. I mean, do we got to hit the breaking news sounder? The Eagles have traded Bryce Huff to the San Francisco. Working to trade him. I assume that it's probably going to get done. I don't think there's going to be much pushback from either side. Send him to the 49ers. Obviously, gets reunited with Robert Saleh. Who unleashed
him with the Jets.
The monster, Bryce Huff. Howie Roseman's arguably biggest whiff came in the year where he had arguably his best offseason and won a Super Bowl. So Bryce Huff, forever a world champion. We'll see if we'll see if he comes back for the 10-year reunion. Who is more of a world champion, James Bradberry or Bryce Huff?
James Bradberry.
Because he's here and good at 22?
Yeah. At least Bradberry was here for the other Super Bowl.
That's right.
Well, at least we got something out of James Bradberry. We got an all-pro year out of James Bradberry.
Hold on, man. Bryce Huff was a monster in garbage time against the Commanders. Everyone knows that.
Oh, man.
Everyone knows that. So, I mean, I know we're joking around, but what's your reaction to the Bryce Huff trade?
Good move. I mean, listen, I'm shocked they found someone that'd be willing to give you anything for Bryce Huff. But if there was going to be anybody that could see the value in a Bryce Huff or potentially get what was saw in him out of him again, it would have to be someone who knows him very well. And so I'm not surprised when you say Robert Saleh, the new defensive coordinator of the 49ers, old head coach of the Jets, who I'm assuming he – because Huff was not a draft pick. He was undrafted, right?
Yeah, but Saleh was there.
But it was under Saleh, right? Yes. So, yes, he knows him. And what often happens when a guy who you don't expect a lot of almost exceeds that potential, meaning when he came out as an undrafted free agent, Robert Saleh probably has a connection to Bryce Huff, right?
Yeah.
I discovered you, developed you. You know, I know what you have in you. So, yeah, they need help out there. So, I don't know what the compensation is exactly going to be, but I'll tell you this. This is addition by subtraction. It was time to move on. from Bryce Young.
And it seemed like it was trying.
I thought he was going to be here for the year.
Well, it was interesting because he was not at the first 2 days of OTAs. Right. The newspaper reporter said that they don't expect him to be part of their plans in 2025. That kind of felt like maybe heading towards a cut. So Schefter said it was a day three pick for Bryce Huff.
Getting
anything for him and the cap relief. I don't want to break down the cap.
Nah, we're not cap.
Don't know how to do that. We're strictly footballmen.
Yeah.
But Elliot at 3 o'clock, I'm sure he'll be able to help. He's all giddy about the cap situation. Yeah.
He should be. He seems heartbroken that Bryce Huff isn't here anymore.
I know. Bryce Huff, Devin White. What is that Vic Fangio? Does he even know what he's doing?
Man, I tell you. For a guy who won Insider of the Year, he missed on some key things.
If we want to recount his last year, horrible on the draft last year.
Yep.
Wanted a guard. Was anti-Vic Fangio. Stood with Devin White and Bryce Huff. Are you kidding me? Listen, we'll bring the resume up at 3 o'clock. Who could forget Robert Saleh when the Eagles signed Bryce Huff? Said he was the Mariano Rivera of edge rushers because all he did was close.
Oh, God.
That's
a tough one.
That's a big take.
That's a tough one. I tell you, if we hadn't won the Super Bowl, I'd be angrier about this whole thing with Bryce Huff. But I'm not. I'm relieved.
I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, I'm relieved. I really am because, you know, to have that on your roster, and they clearly felt like it was time to move on.
That's what Howie's great at. Like when he makes a mistake, he gets his way out of it. I mean, he'll pay whatever to try to get rid of what he deems a bad deal, whatever. So real quick before we move on, the DN rotation now. I mean, it's what Ojulari, Jalix Hunter putting a lot of pressure on a year two breakout of Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith, obviously, you have to hope the last eight games and the postseason is real. Josh Uche. He's going to be out there. I mean, he's going to be a part of the team now. I mean, they have some interesting ends, but I wouldn't say they have a plethora of ends.
All right, man, we talked about their biggest weakness on the team. Yeah, it's on the defensive side of the ball because it's probably the biggest question marks. And I said secondary yesterday, but if I could have easily said defensive line, or if anyone had said, no, I think the defensive line is going to be more of an issue. I can understand that argument. There's a lot of unproven talent there. Listen, there's some good young players there that's showing us. We know how great Jalen Carter is. But if he doesn't have effective pieces around him, it's going to be harder for him to be the player that he ultimately is because all the attention gets drawn to Jalen Carter. So he's going to need guys on the outside and people that are lined up next to him to be good players so that we can get the full potential of Jalen Carter. And now these guys on the edge, not that Bryce Huff was doing that anyway.
Sure.
So there's no loss from that standpoint. But to your point, there's the depth concern there, and it puts more on these guys for what they're going to be counted on to do. And that's going to be an area we watch all training camp.
Yeah.
We're going to watch that all training camp. And I wonder how the Eagles are going to eventually – they'll let you know how they feel about it based on what they do in training camp. The Eagles aren't opposed to making moves in training camp if they see an area of weakness. We've seen countless players, Jordan Matthews, Verron Darby, right? We saw James Bradbury get signed here. We saw CJ GJ get signed here during training camp. Who am I thinking of last year we traded for? We traded for Jahan Dotson.
Oh, yeah.
Last year in training camp. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, like they'll make moves in training camp if they feel like someone hasn't developed the way they expect them to.
Do you think it's a little early to say this could be a vote of confidence in what they're believing in Jalix Hunt?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, I mean, we hope they're right.
They hope they're right. Yeah. Well, listen, they've been right for the last 3 years, seems like. So might have been wrong about Bryce Huff, but either way, they got off.
And the thing about Jalix Hunt, who we got to see flashes of last year, he's not from Georgia or Alabama.
Houston Christian.
So it's not like – I say that to say this isn't one of those obvious picks they made early in the draft. This is how you go find a diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They took him as a third-round draft pick. So they think highly enough of him. They drafted him out of a small school, right, and to make him a DN. And now they're entrusting that he may win – or at least giving him a shot to win that job.
We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in on the Jalix Hunt or on the Bryce Huff situation. But there is a baseball team in town, yeah. And there is a baseball player in specific that is also in town, and that is Rhys Hoskins. And there's been a lot of buzz started on this show. Just want to make that clear to everyone involved.
Is that okay, Andrew?
It is okay, Andrew.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he had to go to the bathroom to put a different shirt on. He's in his work outfit. Yeah. I didn't know he worked.
Okay.
Yep.
He walked past. He's like, locked. Is that okay, Andrew? Yes.
Yeah. All the crowd now is going over to his table saying, is that really you? Are you really okay, Andrew? So, Ike, I just want to put my foot down.
Oh, God.
And I want to let everyone know that I want the Phillies to trade for Rhys Hoskins. I want Rhys Hoskins back in the Phillies uniform. I want Max Kepler to give up the number 17 and give it back to its rightful owner in Rhys Hoskins. And I don't think this is just a sentimentality thing. You know, Rhys, obviously, I still think of as a Philly. He's a Philly through and through. He was our first hope position player-wise when he came up through the system. He was great. Well, the overall stats in 22 weren't great, but he had great moments in the playoff run. And the biggest reason why I want the Phillies at the trade deadline to go after Rhys Hoskins is that Bryce Harper has said that he will go back to the outfield if they were able to bring in a difference-making first baseman. And the addition of Rhys Hoskins makes the Phillies a better team. And I know people are going to bring up, but what about the defense? But what about the defense?
Yeah.
Listen,
what about it?
Is he going to cost them a run here or there? Maybe. But I think that on the overall, what he could bring to this offense just matters more than what he might give up defensively.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And I'll put this out there. I talked to some people out in Milwaukee. He's not as bad defensively as he was when he left here.
How much does he play first base?
I mean, I think he's their everyday first baseman.
Oh, he's the everyday first baseman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if you want to go by outs above average, which I'm sure you're a huge fan of, the defensive metrics, he grades out higher defensively than Bryce this year. Again, I don't want to blow smoke.
Not buying that.
I don't think he's a better defensive first baseman than Bryce. I don't really care about the defense all that much. I know what Rhys Hoskins is defensively. I think adding him to this lineup at the trade deadline, giving them a patient right-handed bat that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, they need that. His stash line right now, 282, 384 on base percentage, 459 slug, 7 home runs. It's not even a ton of home runs for Rhys Hoskins. It's middle of the road, but that average is higher. And that OBP and the patience that a right-handed bat would give you. I want the Phillies to trade deadline to go get Rhys Hoskins. Bring Rhys home.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'd be opposed to it just for the sake of being opposed to it. I,
I wouldn't be. But I do have my concerns with it and my questions with it. First of all, I really am not comfortable moving Bryce Harper off first base. And he just got hit in the elbow. So I don't know if I want Bryce Harper off first base. And he's not going to be a DH.
No.
Right? So now you're talking about putting him out there in the outfield.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to do that. And how much does he actually help us in the lineup?
I don't this lineup right now, I think they're fine. You know, yeah. You feel good about the top, but then once you get past the five spot, it's more question marks. I mean, Real Muto's a question mark, Kepler's a question mark, Marsh is a question mark, Rojas, even Bohm, who I know is slapping his way back up to a 265-ish type of average.
Tough spot last night, though. He needed to come through there.
He did. He did. I didn't have much faith in him. I'm going to be honest with you.
I admit it.
And I had a nice little cold shiver down my spine seeing him batting third again.
Yeah.
Third or fourth. I was like, I liked him.
I'm nervous. Yeah, I need him back down in the five and the six spot.
Top of the lineup, though, of Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Hoskins.
Yeah.
A patient bat in the middle of the lineup. Give me it. Here's where
I don't want us. This can't be a sentimental thing, right? Trying to relive the bat spike and it just can't be about that.
It's not about that. I mean, it's a little bit about
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah.
But Ike.
And I'm a Reese guy too, but we can't get caught up in trying to recapture those moments.
All right, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
I got two thoughts on it.
Yes.
One,
when does it ever work out when a guy comes back?
So you didn't like when the Eagles brought back
Nick
Hugh Douglas?
Nick Foles is the only one that worked out.
What about when the Eagles brought back Hugh and Trot?
That didn't work out. Well, Trot did work out. Hugh, I love you, but we know. He used you as an example for a reason, just so I could respond to
you want
to
see what he would say. Trotter, though.
It worked out for Trotter. Not the third time they brought him back.
Listen, he was hosting on the station at that point. I mean, that's on the Eagles, frankly, more than it's on Trot. I don't want to hear that this is a Flyers move. It's not
exactly,
not a Flyers move. They need a patient bat in the middle of the lineup.
How did it work out when AI came back?
He was cooked. Reese Hoskins is hitting 282. He's hitting 282 with a 459 slug. 384 OBP.
What you call them, the slashes?
Slash line.
Yeah, slash line. They look impressive, man.
Yeah.
It does.
And imagine, I just want you to envision, they trade for him. That first night game, you got 45,000 down at Citizens Bank Park, and you hear Slide by Calvin Harris come up. Maybe they show the bat spike on the big screen. And just the grown men weeping as Reese Hoskins struts to the plate again. Let Max Kepler be the Jeff Jenkins for this team, for all I care.
You were a Kepler guy.
Yeah, well, the Kep heads are currently in the corner because there's an opportunity to get Reese back. And he just makes the Phillies that much better. Listen, he was a volatile player here. He was hot button. There was ups and downs with Reese. Yeah. He would go cold. I mean, who could forget?
Remember the good times.
The over 34 stretch in the middle of 2022
Holy
season.
Cow, that was tough.
But
that led to the bad spike.
Well, so did the error in Atlanta. That also led to the bad spike. A lot of pent-up frustration. It'd be the opportunity to add a great, great Philly back and the opportunity to, I think, give the locker room a nice little spark. I don't know if they totally need a spark, but, you know, there was an article by Tim Kelly, and he asked, what makes a good clubhouse guy? Just a general question about it. And, you know, not saying names specifically, like they weren't asked who was a good clubhouse leader while you're here. Right. Both Bryce Harper and Brandon Marsh both said Reese Hoskins. Like, it's still still top of mind for these guys.
And he was a vet when they came in, and he's like the longest tenured guy when they came in.
Longest tenured Philly, all that good stuff. 215-592.
I like Reese.
I know.
I just want to make sure he still can play.
Well,
the numbers say so.
He can still hit.
Yeah.
And again,
we definitely can't play first base.
Talk to some people out of Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you talk to? Bob Uecker?
Well, he's May. Rest in peace. May rest in peace. I did not talk to Bob Uecker.
I took a shot before I said that. I didn't know. It was a 50-50 chance. He could be there or not.
This offseason. Just lost
him. Well, okay. Well, at least it's recently, yes. At least he's not been gone for 5 years.
No, he's not. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Phillies?
My respects to the Uecker family.
That's right. Thank you. Way to clean that up.
Yeah.
Way to clean that up.
Classy.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside. All right. So to get in on if you want the Phillies to trade for Rhys Hoskins. I have an impromptu next question for you today.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know you love when I throw you on the spot.
Yep.
But with Bryce Huff no longer being a Philadelphia Eagle,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say he's your least favorite Philadelphia athlete of all time. But you can make the case for someone. He could be their least favorite Philadelphia athlete of all time.
Ooh,
is
that where you're going?
On a summer Friday when there's a lot of positive vibes, the weather's pretty good out there.
Right.
We like to bring negativity.
That's what we do.
Who is your least favorite Philadelphia athlete of all time?
Wow. Yeah, for me, my least favorite.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I got to talk my way through it.
There's a lot.
You know, there's a couple Sixers I have in there in mind. But then there's a couple. I don't really have any. Well, I got one Philly.
Yeah, we all know one Philly.
Yeah, he probably. Can you imagine? I think that's the only one that I don't like.
I could make a case for a couple others. For
yeah,
you.
Okay. You probably didn't remind me.
Yeah.
But Eagles-wise, there's a few in there. Not many. You know where I'm going. My least favorite. It's got to be Sam Bradford, man.
Yeah. Didn't know where his eyes were looking.
Yeah. You know what, man? There's something about having a franchise quarterback that you can at least believe in.
Right.
You may be wrong in believing in him, but you believe in him.
Yep.
He's done enough or at some point to convince you he's the guy. Chip Kelly's the only guy who believed in Sam Bradford. No one else ever believed in Sam Bradford.
And he's the reason they changed that rule, right? For the number one overall pick getting like $650 million guaranteed.
The rookies, yeah. He was the last one, yeah. They got the big, yeah.
They said, nah, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know if he was the reason, but that it stopped with him, though. Well, I know that.
Because wasn't Jamarcus Russell the year before, too?
For him, yeah. Russell may have been the reason.
He might have been the real reason.
Yeah, at least Sam was just... He was just bad, though. He's bad. He was injured. He didn't look like. It's like having a guy be your lead actor in a movie that you just don't buy in. Yeah, I'm buying you as a lead actor. Yeah. I never really bought him.
The only Eagles quarterback that Ike was like,
not even worth supporting
him. He's not?
Yeah, I can't even convince myself. I mean, the outfit, the sleeves. That's why I came up with the name Sleeves. The uniform, it was terrible. He might have been the worst-looking quarterback I ever seen in my life. And, I mean, Gardner Minshew was a bad-looking quarterback.
He was just little.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I can name some quarterbacks I just didn't like in a uniform. Like, Sam Bradford is the worst-looking quarterback I've ever seen in a uniform.
And to win.
Besides Jarrett Lorenz, rest in peace.
Another guy. We're just taking them all down.
Yeah, but at least I know he's down.
We do. We do. So in order to win next question today, I don't want it to be an obvious one.
Yeah, you know, who do you have?
We get it. Like Ben Simmons. I want the obscure.
I could have gone with Ben. You know what? I wasn't even thinking of him.
For a Sixer?
Yeah.
And there's another Sixer you were a longtime hater of.
Yeah. Well, don't take them all.
I know. But I like the obscure answers. Like mine will forever be David Bell. I hated David Bell. He was miserable while he was here.
Yeah.
He hit for the cycle, even though he should have gone back and reviewed it, because he really hit a home run in the third at bat against the Expos and should have never hit for the cycle. He was.
Would he give him a double?
I think he had a double. Or maybe it was a triple because it hit off the top of the wall. I don't know. But he was, as a kid, he was the first athlete I couldn't stand.
David Bell.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones and check in with Glenn not leaving Bucky's in South Carolina anymore, but whatever. Glenn, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. You know, you're given the Reese's statistics, but you're failing to tell everybody is he only has one home run less than Harper. He only has four RBIs less than Harper. He's got a better average than Harper right now. I definitely think I love Reese. I mean, I hated to see him go. All my gear, my Phillies gear is all Reese gear. I would love to have him back so I don't have to get all new Phillies gear. But I really think he is needed back in that clubhouse.
So you want Reese back?
Yes. 100%.
Oh, I thought you were starting with all the. Yeah, he's got one. He hasn't had the super power stuff, but. He also has increased his average, and I don't think he's striking out as much. So it's like it's a give and take. It's a give and take.
I mean, if you're calling Bryce Harper a superstar, well, then you got to call him a superstar because he's right there in line with Bryce's statistics.
Well, it's not.
But that's where numbers doesn't tell the whole story. Reese doesn't have the impact on a lineup that Bryce Harper has.
Last year he played push come to shove a couple times. He did. I mean, with the big home run.
Listen, we know that. I got you.
See this?
I know. Reese Austin's not a better player. Guess what? They can be more of the same lineup.
Reese is better than Bryce Harper.
No, listen, it's already backfiring early. It's already backfiring early.
No, I didn't say he was better than.
I know.
He's saying just
he's having
good.
A good year. He's yeah. having. He's having a good year. Who's your least favorite Philly athlete of all time?
All right. Well, I was going to say Embiid, but who was the shortstop for the Phillies that everybody turned to hate and then hating? Started with an S years ago.
Are you talking about like recently or in the 90s?
No, like just early 2000s, 90s.
Wasn't
before J-Roll?
It was before J-Roll. Was it Desi Relliford? I think he was here.
I have no idea.
He drove everyone nuts. Steve Jeltz. Oh, it's right, Steve Jeltz.
Steve Jeltz.
That was always Marks' favorite player.
Yes.
He had a Steve Jeltz jersey.
Yeah, he's proud of that.
Or in every playoff game. It's like, I don't think that's the point. 215-592-9494 to get in. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Spike, not here, but don't worry. Ike and I are here.
We're here.
Buzz is also here. We'll let him talk eventually. Mm. And, of course, we are live from Jiggy's and Pete's in South Philly. Big games are always better with crab fries online at jiggysandpetes.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Do you want the Phillies to trade for Reese Hoskins at the trade deadline? We'll get your calls on that. Plus, Bryce Harper weighed in on the Kyle Schwarber contract situation. What did MV3 have to say about that? And I took the time to put together a sappy Reese montage.
Oh, God.
To get everyone back in the spirit of adding Reese Hoskins back in a Phillies uniform. All of that's coming up next here on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WYP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.